It's 7 minutes past six on Breakfast. Let's check the headline, the newspaper front pages now with James Coughlin. Hello, James.
Good morning, Fran. For the people of Western Sydney who want better roads, especially on the M4, well, PM vows to build M4 East, but on her terms. It's the Daily Telegraph, Julia's $1 billion road war. If you want to catch a train in Sydney, catastrophic fire threat on trains, government's accused of cheap option on safety improvements. Then there's the money. Where does that come from? The Australian says decade of deficits put focus on spending cuts. They've got modelling that reveals a $36 billion structural hole in the budget. That'll affect all governments to come. The Northern Territory, it's a hotbed of crime in Darwin. The most murders, the most public offence orders, public offenders. Darwin is Australia's worst place to live, according to their own newspaper. What a contrast with the Hobart Mercury. Hobart, the number three most livable city, according to the Property Council survey. The Mercury's happy with that result. The Brisbane Courier-Mail, if you want to fly to Brisbane, 27,000 flights delayed last year. It's plain crazy. And the Canberra Times, public servants cash in at public expense. Thousands are taking redundancy just before retirement. The Melbourne Age, in the tabloid size for the first time, they have a new...
Compact, I think we call it.
Yeah, they call it compact, but the tabloid is not, nothing, you know, derogatory about that word. It's a reference to a size. And the Financial Review's tabloid, the Melbourne Age's tabloid, the Sydney Morning Herald's tabloid. Big changes to the media this morning. And the Melbourne Age starts with the new evidence of the challenging the cause of the Kilmore firestorm. It's a Black Saturday story, victims versus power giant. Van the Man, the Adelaide Advertiser, Holden Star, wows, sellout, Clipsal crowd. And I'm sure we'll have more of that with the sport. Warwick Hadfield, Fran.